Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised. This is Loveline.
Loveline.
With Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew is where tonight, Drew?
Pittsburgh. Somebody dropped a nickel.
You have to wait till I say why. Why is Dr. Drew in Pittsburgh?
Because somebody
dropped a nickel. There we go. Yeah. Jeff Probst is in studio tonight from my favorite show, Survivor.
What up, Drew?
Guatemala, this season. And always exciting, always provocative. I love the big spider web rope challenge last week and the tug of war. And people are getting their butts kicked, and it's awesome. I love it.
It's been a savage season.
And it's
sure.
it's the 11th season, which is unbelievable, but it's not the 11th year.
Right.
It's the 11th
year. Yeah.
Right. But, you know, I think as I watch Survivor, it just sort of makes me think about pro sports. It's like when you used to watch football. When I grew up watching football, guys got tackled, wrapped their arms around a guy and pull him down to the ground. Now some 300-pound brother just goes sailing in the air over three guys and puts his helmet in the small of someone's back, and that's a tackle. It's been upped.
Right.
Early Survivor was, you know, here's a canteen, here's a snake bite kit. What do you want from home? Oh, you want to bring a generator and a big screen TV? Fantastic. We're only giving you 30 pounds of beans and 600 burgers to live off of. Now we're just going to cut you and throw you in the ocean. I could only imagine what the, and I'm sure the people in season 25 will be looking back at season 11 and saying, well, you guys weren't hobbled before the show, at least. Probst didn't take a sledgehammer and break your right foot like they do to us. We had it tough. You guys just didn't have anything.
And, you know, you can't go backwards.
No, you can't.
You have to keep moving forward. And every season that we try to design the new creative, that's what goes through our head is, okay, We're not giving them anything because we've already established that. How much more can we do? So this time we start with an 11-mile trek through the jungle, which kicked their ass.
Well, let me tell you how you can go back.
Okay,
somebody dies, then you got to slide back.
Yeah, I was going to say, how do you avoid getting all these tropical illnesses? I mean, how do you avoid it?
How does Jeff avoid it? He's in a
even
Ramada
Jeff.
In Guatemala.
Well, even Jeff.
You know, that's a
have
good
have you got
question.
What is the worst thing you've gotten beside a bad hand job on one of these trips?
You know, I have not gotten any kind of an illness.
Really?
I've had a couple of the intestinal stuff that goes around because of our catering.
Right.
Here's the worst thing.
Oh, local catering.
No, it's worse than that. It's our own guys. We have a mess tent with, you know, it's just like you're in the Army and you come in and there's 10 little tins and they have like lasagna in one and then this other stew in the other. And guys come in with they've been out in the field all day, and they don't wash their hands, and they come in and they bit that big spatula, and they get themselves some lasagna, and then they put it back, and you grab it. And our doctor always tells us, he goes, your biggest risk of disease is our own food, because it's all of our people contaminated.
Hand to mouth. Drew always says it all the time. That's how it gets spread around, right, Drew?
Absolutely. Do they have you taking anti-malarial meds or anything?
Yeah, we take anti-malaria, and we get lots of shots for the places we go.
Right.
But you're right. It's surprising that we don't get more.
Okay, leishmania or tsutsukamushi or something.
No, but a couple of places that we've gone, we have to. What's that, elephantitis?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, filarial disease. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. And they give you the pill to take for that. And it looks like it knocks a decade off your life. It's got so much punch in it.
Jawbreaker size.
I've yet to take one.
It's better than the giant testy that would come of this.
Here's the thing. Jeff Probst is obviously superior hardy stock.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy's a survivor.
Yeah, right.
Well, look at him. Matinee idol, good looks. He's scrappy. He's a survivor.
If
a Corolla would have been taken down in season three.
Oh, hell yes. But speaking of matinee idol, good looks, I'm looking at a two-page spread in Rolling Stone about you.
Yeah, the TLC show.
Crazy.
Adam
they went
Carolla
nuts.
Project.
Poor Oswaldo. How's that going to work for him?
The the other show I do, I'm going to be doing on TLC, which starts in a week or a week from yesterday, is they're going nuts. They're getting like billboards and Rolling Stone and all kinds of stuff. Yeah, it's not, it's nice because I've been doing this for 10 years, Man Show, Love Line, all that stuff. No one ever got a billboard out or anything. TLC, you know what TLC is? TLC is like a fat, horny chick just dying to do anything. You know what I mean? Comedy Central's like the hot blonde cheerleader, you know, MTV is the hot blonde dyke. Like, get away with that penis. You got nothing for me. TLC is just that fat chick with the bad skin, and you're like, listen.
I got a shot.
Start sucking. That's
wow.
it. Yeah.
Can you say that?
I think I did. And they're let me tell you something. When they're done giving you the BJ, they're like, thank you. When can we do this again? And you're like,
let me jot this down. What is this?
Mr.
TLC?
Corolla.
TLC, Discovery Network. All I'll tell you, these people,
channel.
The Learning Channel, these people are excited over at TLC. So God bless them.
Speaking of excited, tonight, like every night this week, we're giving away another iPod Nano. Mm-hmm. And this tonight, you have to listen for the music from System of a Down. The song is called Question. It'll be in our bumper music as we come out of commercial. I bet in the second hour. It's just my guess. And first person to say iPod Nano to the screener, if you're 18 years of older, you'll win the Nano and 10 iTunes downloads.
Yeah, and don't screw up. Like last night, someone said iPod, and then they used the N-word. And,
no good.
Yeah, no, you're not going to get a Nano for that. I know it was an honest mistake, but we need the word Nano to come
that's
out of your
N-A-N-O.
Mouth.
N-A-N-O.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it was late, and you know, we cut them a break, but they're not going to get the Nano with that kind of language. Jeff, when you go on these trips, you got to take one of these things with you. You got to take the iPod and a metric ton of porn. That's how I would pack. Like one small suitcase with, you know, clothes and toiletries, and then a pallet of
porn.
But see,
it's a whole new world now because I got my woman coming to location.
Oh.
Is she there tonight?
No porn.
She's not here tonight, but she's got to go with them to, you know, Guatemala.
And she's listening tonight.
Wherever.
She's certainly listening, right?
Oh,
you know what?
Of course.
Actually, I left her. I put her on some Ambient. She's
knocked her out. What happened?
She's just been down. So I said, "All right, pop an Ambien and I'll see you in a couple hours."
She's lucky Jeff didn't dart her because Jeff's, you know, he's got that choker. He's wearing the khakis. You get out of
line
with
ways.
Jeff, he'll dart your ass. Ask any woman to be with Jeff. He'll dart you, put you right down on a futon. You better hope you hit something soft after he darts you. Right down.
By the way, let me just say, the last time I saw you guys was this ridiculous softball game.
That's right.
Yes, yes.
And I just would like to give a little shout-out to the gnome from Lord of the Rings, and that's all I'm going to say.
Yeah.
Huh?
He was one of the Mackenzie, Sean Astin, one of those Astin.
Mackenzie Astin, yeah.
They
were both there.
I played a bunch of those games, and I've really realized that the Astin brothers, Mackenzie or Sean or whoever, they became celebrities so they could infiltrate these baseball games and kick everyone's ass. That's really what happened. They're like double agents in the Cold War or something. Like, I don't think anyone's interested in acting or movies or anything.
It's just
they do that. They're actually professional ball players who take acting gigs so they can come in and mop up on the softball field.
I've never felt less cool. I don't think ever than that. That was the most closed in sort of too cool for school.
Yeah.
Group of folks. Interesting to be a part of.
The thing, too, is it's hard to look good in a baseball uniform and sneakers. Like, if you're wearing the cleats, you're fine. Any kind of uniform, football uniform and sneakers, baseball and sneakers, it's always a bad look. It's the fat manager. That's the look that he has.
Right, he's sports. But we had softball uniforms, though, which is even worse.
Yeah, you still look like, you look like hell.
Yeah,
you
can put
the
cap
sneakers
on backwards. Doesn't really help.
Right.
There's still something not right.
But, you know, Probst fills out a jersey quite nice.
Yeah.
Marie?
Yeah.
You're 26?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
All right. Well, I'm calling because I am very confused about the fact that my boyfriend actually seems to be answering ads on I don't know if you guys are familiar with it, but Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Casual encounters, men on men kind of thing.
He's answering the ads or he's setting up appointments with these people?
Well, I guess so, because he's not placing the ads, but he's obviously answering them.
How do you know?
That's not good.
I was looking for a resume I sent out on my sent folder items in a Yahoo, and I found a sent, like, message for a big, you know.
Hold on a second. Hey, it, it, it makes me realize that the computer is the male form of the diary, and we made it thousands of years without the diary, never being stupid enough to
a
keep
male.
The diary, the male. Mm. Females get busted left and right. There's not a girl who made it through high school without stepdad came into the room, read you were smoking a joint with Billy Johnson at the Reservoir, and you got to second base, and now you're grounded. And I would always be yelling at him, why are you so stupid that you write down all that crap you do in a little book? Your mom's going to find it. The computer has become this for men. They're getting popped left and right.
It's diabolical because the men leave a trail.
Just there's dates and time stamps. Yeah, I mean, you know that it was 2:22 in the a.m. on the night of the 25th on Tuesday morning when he was sitting at this computer. And there's no like, that doesn't look like something I would do. No, it's all there.
Yeah.
By the way, guys pull that, too. They pull that crap. Oh, no,
You can't rip the page out either. It's there.
It used to be, you know, you cigarette lighter right into the fireplace, like an old Bond movie or something. Now it's all logged. It's in that computer, and you're not smart enough to clean your trail completely. Believe me, somebody could go up there who knows a little something about it, PC or a little something about the Mac and pull it right out.
Well, and let's be fair here, and maybe I'm exposing too much myself.
Please, go.
But,
go, baby.
I mean, you've got the world at your fingertips.
Yeah, it's hard not to look.
Yeah, you're sitting at the office or you're sitting at home or wherever you are. I'm sure guys surf porn all the damn time.
Sure, until their girlfriends are traveling with them and gets in the tent. Now they can't do it anymore.
can't do it. Don't need to do it.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know what? I think Jeff is a man of passion, as you are, Drew.
Yes.
I have learned this from Jeff. He is a man of exquisite passion. Drew's a man of passion.
Okay,
as you know,
what does that mean?
look in the mirror. You'll find your answer. No, here's the thing. You have a appetite,
a motor
for life and lust. You know, a lust for lust. People say lust for life, but you're here's the thing. Like guy like me, I could probably do a sex once a week. I'm a little more casual about it. It's like you approach your passion like some people are with food. There's some people that just, it's not that big a deal to them. They don't need to go out to a nice 4-star restaurant every night. They don't even need to eat, you know, every fifth night. It's no big. And then there are those people that they just enjoy it. They love it. It's a passion. You have that. You have a passion for passion.
I do.
Drew has a passion for passion as well.
Is that a bad thing? Passion.
No, it's not. It's not, but it's just there. It's a sort of supercharged libido is what it is.
I don't know about that.
He's humping my leg right now, Drew, and saying he doesn't
that. Of course.
Well, no one is as passionate as Dr. Drew, but here's how you answer the passion question.
Yeah, because I don't even know where you're getting this
from. I'll tell you what we've worked out. I can tell a pattern.
Okay.
I sit next to a man who oozes passion every night.
It.
So I'm in the presence of passion. I can feel it.
Yeah. Okay.
My my spidey sense tingles.
See, if you don't want to take a nap, he
label
feels
you
it.
As a passionate man.
Yeah, right.
No, here's the thing. Drew, and I think this is a pretty good litmus test for this, Drew. Correct me if I'm wrong. Right. Drew prefers coitus.
I can't believe we're getting into this.
Drew, here's the deal. Drew would rather perform coitus on Rosie O'Donnell than get oral from Claudia Schiffer.
Thank you, Drew.
You're that passionate. You're that passionate a man.
Sick.
All right. Well, maybe I used a little hyperbole, but the point is the man of passion does not want to lay back and have something performed on him. He wants to get into something and be on something and be doing something to somebody. Do you know what I mean? And to me, we've done a little survey, and the guys who enjoy getting the oral, those are the less passionate guys.
Those guys also enjoy napping.
Yeah, and basically what it is like...
But wait, I like all three of those. I like the giving, getting, and
the
napping.
Adam?
Wow. Well, the giving, that's a passionate man, too, because that's just a bone you toss out so you can get.
No.
See, you hear that passion, Drew?
Yeah, I'm a passionate guy then.
Yeah.
And I hope it stays that way till I hope I die in the middle of passion.
It'd be an interesting story.
Now we're back to Maria. Back to Maria. Right?
Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah.
Now, Maria had a
he
slightly...
hopes he dies in the middle of passion.
I feel your pain. I feel it.
Yeah. Wait, what? Am I? Am I the minority here?
No,
what
no,
way
no,
to go?
No, that's the way to go.
Jeff, I'm with you. I'm 100% with you.
You could be backed over by a street cleaner,
or
die in the midst of passion.
I've never felt so close to you, Jeff, as tonight.
Okay,
this is good. All right. Now,
I don't know if you two should be in the same room together, though, with the amount of
passion. Realizing it's a good thing I'm in Pittsburgh. So anyway,
yes.
Marie had a slightly bogus quality about her, if you noticed.
No, yeah. I'm just saying, so you think that this is just, he's just a very passionate man, and you can...
Yeah, it's bogus. Bogus, yeah. Very bogus.
You guys are good.
Yeah. It's bogus,
it's not,
Marie.
You know what she did?
Then
she
what's
put,
wrong
she put
with
too
you?
Much. She actually put too much detail in.
Yeah, she did.
And you detail into it. I'm just saying, I found an email of my boyfriend answering ads that are... Yeah.
All right, well, here's the deal.
Well,
he's cheating.
What's your question?
That's a horrible thing.
Cheating.
Yeah.
My question is, so is it possible that a guy can just sit there and enter, Craigslist ads just to, self-stimulation? Or
no, he's doing something. No, he's going ahead with... He's up to something.
Yeah, well, interesting. I think a guy who liked cars a lot could sit on the computer and look at cars for sale and see what these things were going for.
And never buy one.
Ever pulling out the checkbook. Yeah. But when it comes to sex, it's kind of a different thing. Now, if you're looking at pornography, that's something else. But if you're just going back and forth and looking at, want ads, I think something's going on.
Maria's thinking like a woman. She's thinking, well, maybe he engages in some intimate dialogue with him and that's stimulating for him. No. Not for a guy.
We've been together for 2 years, though. That's what I'm wondering.
He's probably been doing this for all 2 years.
That's what I'm thinking. That's why I'm wondering. Is it normal? Do I just
kind of
overlook it?
No,
it's bad. No, don't overlook it.
God bless you for even bringing it up. You have a sister?
The overlooking it part.
Yeah. Maria, what's wrong with you? What's your nationality? You come from
it's
one of these
French.
Cultures where you have to overlook things? What's
French.
That?
It's French.
French?
No.
Wow.
No.
You of all people should know about passion, know how this works. This guy's cheating.
I know, but I just kind of like to fool myself and think that I just finally picked the right guy.
No.
Denial.
No.
And
you picked bad
but
guys.
Interesting you would say it that way. Right. She
finally.
Picks bad guys. You continue to pick bad guys.
Well, I thought I did. So you guys think that this is it?
No, I don't know. He's up to something. That's what we'll tell you.
Well, and here's the thing, too. If three of your last boyfriends cheated on you, there's a decent chance the fourth one is because that's what you're attracted to.
Well, if you're very attracted to him, then you're in. The guy's a cheater.
You're not attracted to cheaters. You're attracted to guys who possess all the building blocks of cheating, and those guys cheat. It's not you don't like the idea that they cheat,
but you like
that guy. That kind of guy. Yes. All right, let's see. We got Brian over here. Ooh, here's a salty question.
Uh-oh.
William?
Hey, how you doing?
22?
Yes, sir.
What's up?
All right, I'm dating this woman right now. I noticed that she has a large labia, a lot larger than most women that I've been with.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like a good old piece of roast beef, basically. I don't know. Sorry, but I was wondering, all my knucklehead buddies told me that she's probably been around with a bunch of guys and whatnot.
No, nothing to do with it. Nothing to do with it. Yeah, some women have the internal labia come out, stick out from the outside. The labia minora stick through the labia majora.
Would not slow down the passionate Jeff Probst, by the way.
It's just more beauty.
You put an M80 in that thing, he would keep going. Just cannot slow him down.
There are procedures to reduce that. A lot of people do that these days. It's a laser procedure that's kind of elegant, but it's no big deal. It's fine.
I take exception, though, to the not slow down, because part, as Drew will know, of being passionate
gets in the way.
Yeah, you don't. It's not just.
No.
You slow down in quotes, but actually slowing down, of course.
Rhythmic.
Let me tell you, if you want a little fun activity, Ambien.
Mm-hmm. Oh really?
Oh my God, Jeff.
Ambien.
Really?
Well, look, if it's
your girlfriend.
It slows
down. Drew, I'm not saying I'm not hooked on Ambien.
I'm all ears.
Okay,
that's the first thing you say when you're strung out. Go ahead.
But, I started...
not hooked on. How could a celebrity possibly get strung out on an opiate?
Celebrity has to tour the world throughout the year. How could that happen?
Impossible. 300,000 miles on the road.
But I will admit that Ambien has some fun side effects, and it's called...
It delays ejaculation, as does Vicodin and Percocet. And
well, I wasn't even thinking that. I was just thinking it's kind of like a little bit of a... If you know what it is if you take the Ambien and then you don't let it put you to sleep yet,
mm-hmm.
and you stay awake, you start to kind of see little monkeys. It's
a little euphoric.
Trip. Yeah, it's a little interesting. Yeah,
interesting. It's nice. I'm with Jeff in that it's nice to get out of your space a little and get it on every once in a while.
You go.
And that space is sometimes lies inside your own skull.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. I'm hip to that.
I think Jeff's high right now.
But here's the thing. I think he's a total pro. How dare you? Here's the whole thing about that though. Here's the danger. The Ambien or the Coke or the booze or whatever
the ecstasy.
It's the same danger as sort of the vibrating butterfly thing or whatever it is, which is you start digging it, and then this becomes the way you do business. It's like, going to get it on, oh, we got pop an Ambien, and before you know it, that just becomes the plateau that you start from every time.
Right.
And that's the problem. Here's the whole thing. It's awesome, but it has to be like, back to my meal reference, it has to be like the Thanksgiving turkey
special
with the trimmings,
occasion.
Not every
exactly.
meal.
Exactly. And make no mistake.
And it loses its meaning if you do it that way.
Yeah. I don't take Ambien anywhere close to regular.
Sure.
But I'm just...
Right. So we brought it up three times in the first 15 minutes of the show.
You know what actually where it came from is we do these little film festivals on Survivor. While we're on location, mm-hmm. we in your spare time, you make a 3-minute movie. And then we have a film festival.
Really?
And about,
just a crew and
crew.
All that.
Some talented guys make some fun little movies. Well, about 2 years ago... I had never heard of Ambien, and this film came out called Ambien Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
And they got like 12 guys on a day off, and they put them out on this piece of dirt, and they all took Ambien, and then they started doing these playing tennis and running around and jumping over things. It was the funniest film I'd ever seen. That's when
Who could function the best
while trying not to fall asleep.
Right. Oh,
that's what we do on Survivor in our downtime.
Awesome. Awesome.
Fascinating.
Jeff Probst is here tonight from Survivor Guatemala. Is where they're currently at Thursday nights at 8 o'clock. For my money, best show on television. I enjoy
the dance
out of this show. I do the dance every Thursday. It's the only thing my wife likes about me. We could be arguing. It could be coming to blows. She'd be screaming at me. But if the just do the dance.
Yells at the dog.
Look at him. And then I do the Survivor dance in front of the TV, usually in a bathrobe or towel. And usually some sack exposure, however I do it. Yeah. Well, now I've modified it where I actually get down on the ground at a certain point. But
oh, boy.
I do the Survivor dance to the beginning of each show. And once you establish it with your old lady, it's like something you do with a retarded kid, you know, knocks their socks off. You got to do it every time you come in.
Let me just say, though, Carolla, you have to be careful with the Survivor dance because here's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You start doing it too often and it
might
loses
some
its
Ambien.
Impact.
Wow, touche. Yeah. Touche, my friend. Touche. See, if he was high on Ambien, he could not have formulated
that.
Yeah. Oh, no. That's a Darvocet. That's that's what was speaking. Jeff Probst in studio tonight. Drew is in Pittsburgh.
Yes.
And we'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
Loveline will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready.
Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is in Pittsburgh tonight. Why?
Because somebody, somewhere dropped a nickel.
Yeah, well, in Pittsburgh, though, right?
That's... Yeah, well, somewhere it happened. I had to go get it.
That's right. That's how Drew works. He's like Matt Lauer. Somebody, but without the money incentive, somebody drops a nickel somewhere, Drew's super sensitive ear hears it. I mean, you could drop it on carpet, shag carpet.
What's the
Drew
Matt Lauer reference?
Matt Lauer was doing this stunt where it'd be like, where in the world is Matt Lauer? And he would show up in Italy, and he would show us all some sort of Good Morning America thing from like a year ago.
Show.
I never watched it. I just saw Today Show. See, Drew knows. All right. Anyway, point is, someone dropped a nickel. Drew's in Pittsburgh. Jeff Probst is here tonight for my favorite TV show, Survivor. They're in Guatemala now.
Actually, let me just say something. I'm actually a supporting National Alcohol Awareness Week, Recovery Month. This is cool stuff I'm doing out here. So,
you're not for the money.
No.
Okay. All right. What month is it?
National Alcohol Awareness and Recovery Month.
It's also National Childhood Cancer Awareness Month.
Wow.
And as,
well, shouldn't you guys be fighting it out to see whose month it is?
No, because Drew and I are both passionate guys in life, yes. And we share.
You share a passion.
Yeah, we share a passion, and we share cancer and alcoholism support.
Wow.
I'm doing a special with Lance Armstrong about cancer survivorship beyond October 9th at Discovery Health Channel.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I'll be doing a set at Giggles Comedy Club in Alamo.
He'll be doing a stand-up routine about passion. See, that's the whole thing. One day when you do stand-up, you'll have to do an hour and a half, and it'll all be Survivor stuff. That's what they'll want you to do. I, by the way, you know, people think I'm just kissing Jeff's ass. I love this show. I just do. The format is so strong, and Jeff always surprises me a little when I tell him the show's going to go on forever, and he's like, well, you know, keep your fingers crossed, and I'm always like, how could it not? I mean, it's just the format is so much stronger than anything else in the reality genre, and the idea that, you know, they're having the immunity challenge and the reward challenge, and the people are going at it. It's just, and the settings are spectacular now.
Yeah.
Too, that it's just, how can you miss? I look forward to it. I look forward to the dance every Thursday night.
I look forward to some calls this segment. We did one call last segment. One. Don't take any calls, though, Adam. Do not take calls.
Don't take any calls.
Don't take any calls.
Don't do it. Oh, now the both of you don't want to
take? Just don't. Let's don't take any.
This is funny. Isn't Michelle these two telling me not to take calls?
Oh.
Pow. How do you like me now? Nick?
Yes, sir.
That's right. I'm talking to you. You know why?
Why?
Because Jeff and Drew thought they could manipulate me. They thought they could push me around like they pushed their ladies around. But I'll tell you something. I'm no bitch. I don't got boobs. I got a hairy ass. I stand for myself. And nobody, and I don't care if you got a psychology degree, Drew. You can't fool the ace man. Mm. I know what I'm doing. You don't want me to take a call? Pow, I take a call. What do you think? That's called independence, my friend.
I want you to not stop talking.
Oh. Yeah?
Hey, Nick, like what's going talking? On?
Nick?
Yeah.
What's
hey,
up?
Adam.
Yeah.
Adam.
Corolla. Yeah, we're trying to get the pool game Marco Polo switched over to Adam.
Oh,
Corolla.
Okay.
Yeah, be nice.
I'll work on that.
If you start talking about it on the show, it'd be awesome.
Okay, it'd be great.
Well, I mean, if there's a water challenge, you know.
Yeah.
And people may play Marco Polo, just say if we could change it to Adam Corolla. It's been 800 years. It's time. Time for a change.
Well, maybe we should just get rid of the tribe of spoken and say, Adam
Corolla,
and they say Corolla, and you snuff the torch. And
that'd be so awesome. That would be. I know you're sort of half kidding, but really, it'd be awesome if you could do that. My wife would love it. Nick,
yes, sir.
Go ahead, buddy.
I've been getting into a lot of. I got into trouble at work, and I realized I might have a problem. Mm-hmm. I find myself with multiple partners all the time. You know I'm 20, so I'm supposed to be sexually active, but I work in an auto shop, and I found myself in the bathroom looking up porn on my internet phone.
Yeah.
So do you feel you're sexually addicted or compulsed?
I think it's compulsive. You know, it's...
Were you... Well, here's the simple questions. Were you sexually abused when you were growing up?
I think that there was. I know my father always beat me up. I know my father sexually abused my little brother.
All right. Are you an alcoholic or addict?
No, I don't do drugs. I drink occasionally, but I had to quit drinking because I was becoming alcoholic.
Okay. All right, let me. All right,
family.
Let me just say, Drew.
That's,
I know
that's sexual addiction.
I know I've been wrong about this the last 30 times I've tried it, but I really got a feeling about this one. Calling from Arizona, works at auto body place. Dad's an alcoholic, sexual abuse, physical abuse, addicted to porn. Jew, you're Jewish, aren't you, Nick?
No, sir, I'm not.
Oh,
I'm
my
American.
God.
It did line up.
It just all came together.
Yeah.
It's just anyone who knows Jewish families know that this auto body and... Drew, I just can't believe I've been right in the 50 times I've tried.
Matlock, for the record, I think Matlock would have come to the same conclusion.
Absolutely. Yeah. And Matt Lauer, for another Matt Lauer reference. Nick, what is your nationality?
I am Lakota Sioux.
Oh boy, that's alcohol,
so,
baby.
That's where that gene comes from.
Native.
So, yes, that's something that needs to be treated, buddy.
Okay.
But at least, but here's the thing, Nick. Here's the good side. And Drew, there is genetic differences between people, as much as we like to pretend there isn't, that lead you to be more attracted to certain things, such as alcohol, right? I mean, American Indian, that's a different gene than the Jewish American gene, as far as booze goes, for instance.
Right. That's right.
Ironically, the Sioux, not something that with the booze, although the Jews do the suing. It's something I'll connect one day, and I'll show you how that works. I got a chart.
Give Adam some Ambien during the break or something?
Oh, you got? Are you carrying?
I got a half.
Okay.
All right, but here's the deal.
By his ankles till it falls out of him.
Here's the way I would look at Nick's thing, is that Nick was an alcoholic who tried not to drink and spun out of control behaviorally. So really, he needs to go back and have his alcoholism properly treated, get involved with AA, do a 12-step program, and you will see some of the sexual stuff. If you're honest with your sponsor about what you're doing, this stuff will settle down as well.
All right, Nick. Take care. You're 20. You're fine. You're asking the right questions.
You're
nipping this in the bud.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and the alcohol, because Drew confuses people sometimes by just saying alcoholic, but that is almost just like an energy that's in you, and if you cut the booze off it, it'll go another direction.
Exactly. It's a drive.
It's something you need to extinguish, not redirect.
Right.
Because you'll be addicted to gambling, or you'll be doing base jumping and throwing a parachute out over you.
That's exactly right.
You'll be popped up on Ambien and banging someone you work with. I mean, it'll spin out in a million different directions.
It tends to be thrill activities, thrill behavior.
Thrill activities. That's right. All right. Let's see. Who do I want to talk to? Ooh, Sarah. Sarah caught her daughter, 12-year-old daughter, looking at porn on the internet. Sarah?
Yeah, hello?
You're 30?
Yes.
What's up?
My 12-year-old daughter, I had suspected her of going online and looking at porn because I had a whole bunch of pop-ups that were coming up that were just obviously porn. So at first I accused my husband of it, and he was like, no. So I talked to her, and she denied it, and then a couple days later, she wrote me a note admitting to it and saying that she has a problem and she just can't stop looking at it and she wants help. So now I don't know what to do with her.
And she pulled up the driveway in a new pony, too, but Sarah's not suspicious. It's still the husband. Because that's what I'd be. Sweetie, sign this. Sign this goddamn note. Daddy wrote it in crayon. Now sign. So you want the pony? You want the sign? We must never speak of this. Seriously, I would be keeping an eye on your daughter if she got the new Barbie, dream van or something she'd been looking for, not near Christmas or a birthday or something.
How impressive, though, of a 12-year-old
to do this. Yes,
to
I
do
agree.
That. Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. The note. I still would do some handwriting samples. There's a guy behind this, but wow.
No, and, my husband doesn't lie. He knows I don't care if he did, so.
Oh, really?
Why would he lie? So.
She's cool,
interesting.
Adam.
Yeah,
interesting. Hold on, though. One second.
What I care about is the spyware on my computer. That's what I care about, so.
No, I understand that, but the part where you say you don't care about your husband just sounds like you've given up on him.
No. I mean,
you're just cool.
Not that I don't care about him, but if he wants to look at porn, I mean, who cares? I know he's an honest person, and we're very committed to each other, so why should it bother me?
Yeah, it's one more night you don't have to fake an orgasm. know him, right?
Man, you really are lacking a passion gene.
Yeah.
He really is. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, well, come live with him for a little while.
That's the only thing I'm passionate about.
He
is
sucks
not being
passion out of me.
I wrung him dry like a bar rag. Drew came in here dripping with passion. I sucked him all up like a shop vac.
All right,
we'll
but Sarah, I'm
filled with Drew's passion.
All right.
I belch his passion. I taste Drew's passion when I belch. Yes, Drew?
Whatever.
There's some of your passion.
Yeah.
All right, Sarah.
For Sarah, this is a serious deal. And one of the things I'm concerned with, and I hope this isn't your daughter, is that there's evidence that being exposed to explicit images at too young an age can sort of get some momentum going with some kids.
She's 12.
That's my concern. Exactly.
Yeah, and that can happen. Boy, it's hard to know how to approach this. I think the best way is if she wants help, she wants a therapist, get her somebody.
Right. Well, I've already made an appointment. So,
yeah,
I mean,
so
I don't know. Do I
it's very,
her? Do I?
What grade is she in?
She's in sixth grade.
The sixth grade. Here's the thing. Here's the thing, Sarah. I know you worry, and it's good that you do, but between your daughter writing the note allegedly and you calling and wanting advice and the therapist and stuff, she'll be fine.
She really will be. Yeah, I think you're probably
right. Here's the deal. If you freak her out too much, you're going to give her an eating disorder.
But you do need to create consequences, just because kids need behavioral consequences and limits, and you just got to put some limits down. But don't get angry about it. Just say, you know, this is to help you contain your behaviors. Here's what we're going to do because of it. Decide what that is. It's fairly random.
But Drew, let's just be honest. When you were in the sixth grade and somebody said there's this magical porthole to the world, look, you can do your homework on it if you like and, you know, look up capitals and Eastern Bloc cities, but you can also just see nothing but porn if you like, too. How long before you drifted over there? I don't care if you're in the third grade. I mean, you sit at that computer and someone says, you know that blonde lady from that Fox series, Stacked? Yeah, well, there's picture stuff with her on a house.
And there's always a kid who knows that stuff. There's always one kid.
Right.
It's a Corolla kid.
Yeah, and where the hell are you going pots it up?
You should have seen how upset the parents were that Corolla was around. Oh, my God. How many kids did he take down?
I will tell you this. I got way more than one parent-teacher conference where it wasn't between my parents and the teacher. It was between the kid who sat around me, the parents, and the teacher. And my name got dropped many times and was actually, you know, banished from many a household, which is the kid would be doing okay.
Except
it's like you would be fine in your home, but you've built on a polluted cesspool, and the Corolla is the cancer that is creeping in your groundwater.
Were you the guy that would tell the other kids I got you.
Yeah, no, I was the guy at school who was looking to do anything but whatever I was supposed to do. And had no, I could barely read. I couldn't write. I was, you know, sort of in this constant state of agitation and just sitting around with no air conditioning for 55 minutes, listening to some blowhard in a sweater vest talk about nothing. I just knew I couldn't tolerate it. It was like, it's how you would torture me.
Well, think how that blowhard in the sweater vest who dedicates his life to teaching the youth of America now sees that lippy Corolla with 14 TV shows, radio show
Kiss
giving advice.
Ass. Kiss my ass, you old blowhards. Take your crappy Maverick back to your Van Nuys apartment and cry yourself to sleep into your hungry man dinner. I'm rich, I tell you, rich. Literally a millionaire. Ha!
Yeah,
I scoff at all you. All right, Jeff Probst in studio tonight. Right. We'll take
I got to finish with Sarah before you break.
What?
Here's the deal. Well, here's the one thing. You can't really do a 12-step process with somebody that young. She needs supervision. Yeah. She needs help and support. And this is something that's going to evolve over time. It's not something that you're going to be able to take care of.
She looked up a little porn.
I know, she's going to be fine. She wrote a letter saying she's compulsed and can't stop, and she'll be fine. I agree.
I swear to you, she probably did that to get a little of the heat offer, like when a guy gets busted for cheating, he says he's addicted to sex, and all of a sudden he's got a disease, he doesn't have to deal with the cheating label anymore. I think this kid's maniacal, and I still think the dad did it. By the way, if I have kids and this kind of stuff happens, they're taking the bullet for almost everything.
You're never going to have kids. You don't have any time to be passionate.
I must store my passion and throw it at my wife's vagina. That's how I will have children. All right. I swear to God, if I ruin the car and I have a 3-year-old, I will throw the 3-year-old in the car and call the old lady out. Look what this young demon did. I'll tell you, it's a demon seed. It's just a bassinet sitting on the roof. Look at him.
Oi, another Corolla. Oh, my God.
I don't know how he learned to drive a stick. That's not the question. The question is, how do we discipline him? All right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
We'll be right back. Call on the 1-800-LOVE-191.
Hey, everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew in Pittsburgh. Why? Because someone dropped a nickel. Jeff Probst in studio tonight. Talking about Survivor, Guatemala.
Hola.
11th fabulous season. Love that show. 8 o'clock Thursday nights. CBS. And let me ask you this, because I think Jeff comes in here and he's honest, and we appreciate his candor, and there's certain things he can't tell us, and then certain things he will. Gary Hogaboom, who's the ex-quarterback, is on the show. And for the sports fans, you recognize the name,
right?
Because he's a pretty well-traveled pro. But I definitely wouldn't recognize the face.
Right.
I've just recognized the Gary Hogaboom, and even that's a little bit of a stretch for most sports fans. He gets on the show. He's going to keep his identity as an ex-professional football player on the QT, and a young chick fingers him.
Right.
And I don't mean fingers in the passionate way that you guys know.
Well, she's a sports talk show host.
She's a sports talk show host. But even so, she's young. And I know she was in the city Hogaboom played for or whatever, but it just seems crazy that she would actually recognize
him. So you're saying, do we help her?
I'm saying, is there any help? Or do you, when you're casting, do you go, this guy's got a secret. We don't want him to keep this secret
for
the whole show. This is someone who knows something. Well, that's not cheating. I mean, that's just provocative casting.
I don't know. I think it would be, you're getting on a slippery slope when you start doing that.
Well, if you said one guy is pretending to be a paleontologist.
Who am I saying this to?
Well, if you're casting the show, and we got a guy and he's claiming to be something.
Okay.
Whatever it is.
So we know if we put Hogaboom on the show, he's saying, listen, I will not say I'm a quarterback because I know I'll get voted off. We know that.
Well, okay, let's say you do, yes.
Because
you
that's what happened.
Right,
Hogaboom in casting said, I'll never say I'm a quarterback.
Right, so you're trying to put together an interesting, provocative show, and I don't look at this as cooking it or cheating, but you say, well, it'd be nice if one of these other people could suss him out, because we don't want to go the whole season with this guy, and there's a good chance that no one's going to recognize Gary Hogaboom from his playing days 14 years ago, so... You say, all right, well, look, we liked you anyway, but the fact that you used to do sports,
absolutely.
That helps.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay.
If you've got a gay guy and you have another guy who is telling you, you know what, I grew up in this part of the world, and I don't like gay guys. I'm not comfortable with them, and if they tell me they're gay, I'll tell them they need to stay away. Well, yeah.
You're in.
Of course. Well, you're a much more appealing candidate.
Right.
But
right.
We would never, just to be clear, we would never say to Danny, recognize the taller guy? I don't know. I just thought you might in your line of work or something like
that. Right,
right. You don't do that.
That would be a tell.
I'm amazed that it's taken this long for somebody to come in and lie full on about their occupation. Every season I ask people, they say, I'm a paleontologist. And I think, are you going to tell them that? Well, yeah. So...
Yeah,
I'm surprised they don't lie more often.
It is interesting. Or you should just lie because you have a crappy job, like you're a waiter or a dental hygienist. I would just say, pirate astronaut.
Well, that works against you, though.
But it's interesting that the game should begin during the application process, you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, your strategy, you should start laying it out. Or you can do your application. Let the producers know
what you actually
do. But when you come in, don't tell people you're a fire chief battalion because they'll think, okay, this guy's strong. This guy's going to take over the game. Just tell them, you're day laborer or something.
Exactly.
So you can get away with something.
And that's what Hogaboom's doing, saying I have a landscaping business.
Yeah, and here's the thing about landscaping is... Landscaping could mean that you actually know something about trees and shrubs and flora and fauna, or you're just digging ditches all day. No one's ever going to call you out on it. It's not like saying you're an attorney or you're computer tech and someone's going to ask you something technical.
Right.
Smart. Yeah. All right. Drew.
Well, we've taken three calls this show, so I don't want you taking any more. And remember the iPod Nano song, System of a Down, Question, and a Bumper.
I'm just going to say, because I'm not on very often, I'd love it if we didn't take any more.
Oh,
yeah,
you would?
No,
yeah.
Three.
I'm just asking
show,
as a
so.
Favor.
Let me tell you something about this.
Like
is not your tribal council. You understand? I got no torch. You got no ladle to put on it. I'm the chief here.
I dare you.
Oh, you dare me? Because you don't think I will? Oh,
no,
I pressed the wrong one.
Oh.
Pow! How you like me now, probes? You want me to take another call? Keep talking. Karen?
Adam.
Carol, all right. What's up? 20? Yeah.
Yeah.
Boring bit.
Go ahead. Questions. When is I deep throat? And I wanted to know, could that cause any possible harm to the esophagus?
Well, you don't go all the way to the esophagus. So.
Yeah.
But
I barely
get past
the soft palate.
But it sounds like it does, though.
Yeah. Of course, you can aspirate and gag and traumatize the area and cause STDs.
Well, what about, Drew, how far do you have to go to get to the esophagus?
You have to get past the epiglottis. I mean, it's way down there.
Whoa. Well, now we're talking deep.
Okay. So we'll just say the
upper glottis. Yeah. I mean, what would it take, Drew? Could you make it to the esophagus? I've seen you at the airport
Karen?
At the urinal. Well, I'm just you seem like a guy who could.
Yeah, I could reach it.
Yeah, you got a few more knots on your twine than I do. That's all I'm saying.
That's a great new, I'm esophagus capable.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I'm.
Yeah, I get there. I could make it. It's like you want to know the range of a car. Yeah, make the Frisco on one tank. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I couldn't make Santa Barbara.
You say esophageal range. Esophageal range.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Wow. That's good. That's better than warning track power. All right. So Karen, here's the thing. You will do damage if your body will let you know when you're doing damage, right? I mean, it'll hurt. It'll be weird.
Right, you can traumatize the air, but the thing that concerns me is you're going to aspirate. Fluid can get into the lungs, and that's a serious thing.
Yeah, and then someone's going to have to tell your parents how you went.
I think she just wanted us to know.
And STD.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. What the hell was that?
All right,
I don't know if that's bogus or not. We got to take a break. Jeff Probst is here from Survivor, greatest show on television. Thursday nights, 8 o'clock, CBS. We'll take a quick break. Be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Buddy, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew is in Pittsburgh tonight. Why?
Because somebody dropped a nickel. And I've got to mention the iPod contest tonight a couple more times.
Please.
Because you were so busy taking all those calls last time, it was hard for me to get this one in. But all you have to do is listen for the System of a Down song question as a bumper at a commercial. Be the first person to get through and say iPod Nano to the screener, and you will win. You must be 18 years or older, and you will also win a gift certificate from iTunes for 10 free downloads.
Jeff Probst is here tonight. If I was gay, that's the direction I go.
Yeah, but we wouldn't do anything because you got no passion.
You know what?
Oh,
I think
think what
rally.
You could do to him.
I think what Jeff could do to you, Adam. Yeah,
think what
whatever.
Jeff could do to you.
Give me an ambulance and ambulance. Yeah, I would need one after I said, give me an Ambien and just go to town. I sleep on my stomach.
Nice. Oh man, that's great.
Just mop me off with the Survivor buff and just watch a little Sports Center.
Yeah. Wow.
I love that Survivor buff.
It's so versatile. All the things you can do with, they wash right up.
I'm amazed that there's two things that Jeff, I bring it up every time he comes in here, but they love that buff. And it's the only part of the show I'm not interested in is getting the Survivor buff. And I don't know how much they cost or how many.
$20.
Are
the
they
most
20?
Popular Ooh. Item at CBS.com. Is the Survivor buff.
Really?
Yeah.
But
more than a CSI hat?
Really?
Yeah.
I guess I could see that. But shouldn't the money be going to some charity? 20 yeah. bucks for the Survivor buff? Like, you know, shouldn't 15 of the 20
Wouldn't that be
going?
Great?
You guys, well, it would be nice because it's 4 cents worth of material that was made in China.
Yeah.
You know. And again,
I don't think so.
All right. Well, how about that? Okay, forget about giving that money to charity, but how about the one?
It's not like I'm getting any of it.
The other thing I beg Jeff to do every time he comes on here is enough of these stupid tribe names that I can't remember with the indigenous stuff. You go with some good American stuff, like your tribe Turbo Max, and you guys are Nitro.
That's American
Ultra.
Gladiator.
Yeah,
that's
what I want. Yeah. I want something that sounds like a 13-year-old boy named it, not a sensitive dyke.
What's funny is we just were coming up with the names for next season.
Turbo. Just get Turbo. You guys
and Nitro.
Are no, Stealth.
Stealth is good.
Stealth is good. Your
Whoops,
team
didn't see you.
Stealth.
Wow, you're Stealth.
Of course you didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't hear me coming either. Yeah, because I'm team. Yeah, well, Team Turbo's going to outrun you guys. You know what I mean? Instead, it's always like, oh, plana, glana, pona, puna, and well, I don't care what it means.
We just had this conversation via email, and one guy's going, are these pronounceable?
Yeah, they're not pronounceable. Yeah. And no one wants to try. And here's the thing. We're Americans. We should be spreading our crappy culture on them, not absorbing their culture. You understand? I don't want to know about what it means. Oh, it's a proud warrior or whatever. Do they have anything that means a-hole? Have any words for that in these other cultures?
You know what is amazing is how many cultures have the same thing. They have spirit rocks. They did executions as recently as 50 years ago, and they eat chickens on Sundays.
Really?
Wow. A lot of them.
Well, they're not executions. They did, like, human sacrifices.
Sacrifice, yeah. You're right. Yeah. Sacrifices, yeah.
All right. All religions started in human sacrifice. It's bizarre.
Please just put a vote in for the Ace Man.
Turbo, Nitro, and one Corolla Tribe.
The Corolla Tribe would be nice, and then Stealth would also be acceptable.
I'll work on that.
I just want to cheer for Team Stealth. I can't remember the Pala Gala Pula Pala. You know what I'm saying?
But think about this. Stealth wins immunity. It just doesn't. You need two syllables.
No, I like Stealth. Nitro Stealth.
Super right. Stealth, Max Stealth, with two X's, so we mean business.
Right.
Max. Stealth Max,
Okay.
Let's start thinking creatively for a change.
Stop taking calls. Do not take any more calls.
What?
We've had
what
far too many calls. Five in an hour is way
is
too many. Do not take any more calls.
What is that?
Stop
he
it.
Was not the boss of me? Yeah, I'm taking a call, Roxy.
Oh, okay.
What's happening? You're 23.
Oh, hi. I'm calling because I have a very legitimate question. I'm 23 and I duck test for my job, right? And
you blood test, yeah.
Excuse me?
What kind of job do you have?
I work for headquarters for a funeral company for the Western Division.
All right. And you have to take a blood test?
No, just a urine.
Make sure you're high enough?
Oh, all right. So you say drug test for your job?
Yeah, well, just like your analysis.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay.
Didn't you say blood?
We're moving forward.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay, my question is, I like to really, give my boyfriend head, right? The thing is, if I follow him, he has a dirty system, he smokes pot, will I get dirty because of him?
What about that?
It's
Drew?
actually a legitimate and reasonable question. The only
and a
drug
nice
that,
theme that's forming for tonight.
Yes, your favorite too. And the only thing that I have found evidence that it concentrates sufficiently in semen to potentially be detected with either intercourse or oral sex is amphetamines. Amphetamine has about seven times the concentration in semen as in the blood. And occasionally opiates, too. People will get a good dose of an opiate occasionally. But the amphetamine's the big one. So it is real.
A little secondhand Ambien from Probst over here.
Yeah.
I was thinking
about that.
Been processed.
Okay. Now, let's say that he lies to me and says he doesn't do any kind of meth or anything. Now, how long will it take for him to, if he does do it, and if I would swallow and he's dirty, how long will it take for it to get out of my system?
Remember, it's not just swallowing. It's having sex. I have a feeling it's not going to happen. I think you're
it's a retarded scenario.
You're definitely good at 24 hours later.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I'll get rid of it within time.
Oh, no. For you, yeah, for sure.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's all that really matters. Because, it's kind of like it's lost a lot of touch knowing that I can do stuff like that because I really like it.
Yeah. All right. You sound horny and fat.
Oh, thanks.
You a big gal?
Not really.
Well, now
we've been together for a really long time.
Radio.
Just put 20 pounds on. What? How tall are you?
I'm 5'7".
5'7". How much you weigh?
Oh my gosh, it's the same weight personal.
How much you weigh?
160.
160. Let me do the radio math. It's been a little while. 5'7", 160.
And plus the two, carry the three.
Drew, what is 2 times 5?
10.
10, and then 1 from 10?
9.
But you say...
And the square root of that? Not 3.
All right, but 1 and 1 is still 1, right?
1 plus 1, 1 times 1, yes.
1 times 1 is still 1, but 1 plus 1, that's not it's 1,
two.
Right?
Yeah.
That's
take,
2.
Check,
okay.
Check log base 10 and then do a natural log on E add it by 3.
Okay, I got it. 5'7", 160. She's coming in at 5'5 and 13/16". 181.
Yeah.
That's the radio adjustment. Because when you say you know, when you say, like, how much you weigh, and they go, that's a personal question, I tack 25 pounds
right
on.
Away.
Right, yeah. Right away. Right away. All right, so something's wrong with Roxy, but that's fine. She's in a committed relationship, and this is a bizarre hypothetical scenario, one which will never come to fruition. Yes?
Unless she does drugs.
All right. Robert?
Yes, how you doing?
It will be the excuse I use if I ever get busted in a drug course, though.
Well, so you tell it with Jeff's.
My lover,
how?
Jeff?
Yeah.
Please, wait, Drew.
Well, you know he's got the Ambien. He's got the Ambien going.
Okay.
I mean, who knows?
All right. All right. And he knows I'm that kind of fan. I'm that big a fan. Robert? I'm not gay, but I love Survivor.
I'm only doing this because I really, really like this show.
Please call it Turbo Stealth. Robert? 24?
Yes, hello?
What's up?
Hey, I had a question. I've been going out with this girl for about 2 months. Yeah, mm-hmm. I really like her, but any type of foreplay or anything, I can't go down on her because she stinks.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to tell her because I don't want to hurt her feelings. I care for her, but on the other hand...
Does she get a regular? Hang on, relax here, buddy. Has she had a pelvic exam? Does she see a doctor regularly?
I haven't really asked her.
All right, here's the way to approach this: is to say that, look,
we
if we're going to be sexually
about
active
this in a while,
yeah, this is a good one. If you're going to be, are you either say, A, I heard a call on Loveline where they said this can be the sign of infection, and I'm worried about you. Want to see a doctor? Or if we're going to be sexually active, it's important that you get a Pap smear. Let's take you and see what's going on. And the doctor will detect this stuff. It's usually a vaginal infection that causes that bad smell.
We used to give this advice to people all the time, and it's been a long time. But it's a really nice out, which is the old lady's got some funkitude going. You don't want to broach the subject because it's weird. So you say, you know, I was listening to Loveline, and Drew was talking to this chick who called up and said she had a little funk going on, and he said it could be something serious. It could be, you know, nothing to do with hygiene, but it could be an infection, and he urged her to see the doctor.
It's good.
I noticed when we got together, I got a little whiff of something. I'm worried, sweetie. I'm looking out for your welfare. Could you march the vagina in and throw it up on the rack and see if we got anything? That way, you're a concerned guy instead of a pain in the ass who's insulted her. She's not getting defensive about it. It's really nice when you can figure out a way to do that. I'm concerned about you. I'm worried, you know.
End up scoring points.
Scoring points. Right.
Then taking care of something you need to take care of, you know what I mean?
In a situation that seems sort of lose-lose, and the best you could do is just a little damage as opposed to an all-out, you know, cluster F, you might actually come out in the plus column here.
Yeah. Nice. You guys provide a service.
We really do. We really, really do. Brian?
Yeah.
You've been on hold for 80 minutes. I have no idea what your call is, but I've decided mercifully to take your call.
How old is he?
He's 23. What's up, brother?
I had a question real quick. Is there any way to shorten the length of time for a male's orgasm?
Shorten it?
Yes, sir.
How long are you at now?
Minimum is 45 minutes. There's been, most of the time, I'll just give up.
Oof. Oh, really? And have you been with the same woman?
No, sir. This is different partners.
Are you on medication?
That's the key.
I'm sorry?
Medication?
No, sir.
Nothing?
The only thing that I can really attribute to it is I got a penis piercing shortly after I lost my virginity. But I've actually taken that out at times, and it's not helped.
I have heard of cases where the nerve damage caused by piercing does all kinds of strange things that way. Now,
Hold on a second. Let me just make this comment. Most guys who get the dork pierced don't do the yes, sir. No, sir. That's affirmative. Got my Johnson pierced. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. What? Oh, about 1,300 hours. It just doesn't sound like a penis piercing type. Yeah. It's refreshing, Brian. Don't get me wrong, but it's like the two worlds of the yes or no sir and the penis tat guy. They usually don't commingle.
Well, what about, is it the same thing if you're masturbating?
That's my question.
Not necessarily. Even that tends to take me a while, though.
Has it always been that way?
Yes, sir.
That's a little disconcerting. It's disarming.
Yeah.
Thinking about Prince Albert, and he says, yes, sir.
All right, here's...
Happy driver, yeah.
Here's the thing. What I feel like is, A, this is you. I mean, this is your metronome. This is your cadence. And it's not going to change that much. But one thing that's going to help is if you can find a woman, stick with her for a while, and sort of work things out. If you just keep bouncing around from conquest to conquest, you're never really going to work this one out.
Well, and Drew, is this something that starts to build where you... in your brain, in your head, you start thinking, "Well, God's going to take me to. It's going to take me."
You start making a case. Yeah. You get man. Anxiety make. We're always works against the man.
Yeah, it gets up. You get up in your head. Pardon the pun, Brian.
Yeah,
you'll be fine. How about you just get a girlfriend and kind of work it out, find out what works.
Well, to be honest with you, I've tried that. I've had several relationships. I've only had a few number of partners, but. This has been kind of a prolonged thing since I was 19.
What's the reaction sorry, Drew. What's the reaction from the women you're with? Is it bum them out?
No, actually, most of the time the only complaint they have is the piercing can cause bleeding.
Yeah, that's not as bad.
I thought you took the piercing out.
Well, sir, I've tried that.
I'll tell you what really bums him out when he keeps calling him sir. Did you orgasm? No, sir. Could you please just call me Amy? Yes, sir.
But I'm a little confused, Brian. Did you say...
It causes bleeding? The piercing causes bleeding? What the hell? Brian, what's going on? What?
The piercing plus the amount of time can occasionally cause the girls that I'm with to bleed.
Makes sense.
All right, yeah. Because you get...
I'm still unclear. Did you used to be able, when you were a younger adolescent, be able to masturbate more quickly before the piercing went in?
No, not really.
Okay. All right. Well, hell. Okay.
All right. Look, here's the thing. We talk about this all the time. There are a lot of guys who have a very short fuse, and the penis firecracker goes off almost immediately. There are other guys that have a longer fuse, and these are both genetically based. Right. Now, there are things... There are drugs you can take and anxiety disorders and whatever, but for the most part, that's just you. It's going to be
same
hard.
For women.
Same with women. It's if at all, Drew. If at all.
Yeah. Yes.
If the fuse gets lit at all, because I can't find a fuse. I cannot find the fuse. I found a tampon string once.
Jeff can find it.
I tried to light it. It was a disaster.
I'm trying to figure out what you could say to Brian because he seems like a nice guy and he's, yes sir. But
he needs. I'm going back to
relationship.
Just relax and get in.
Yeah. Here's the other thing too. I think most guys will work this way, which is they will find the position they're used to having the orgasm in. For instance, if they masturbate and they do it lying on their back and that's how they have their orgasm, then that's the position they should get in when they're with the woman. Because if you're used to lying on your back and have an orgasm, then you get on top of someone and you already have a problem,
right?
It's going to take you a while. So I would find that sort of comfort zone position and see if you couldn't incorporate what you do on your own with your ladies. But get a girlfriend and work it out.
Right. There you go.
Let's play a little Germany or Florida. What do you say?
Sure.
Let's hear Anderson. Let me hear David Alan Greer doing our Germany or Florida
theme song. We also should play for Jeff David Alan Greer and his naming of his children.
Yeah, I like that one too. Let's hear them both. Theme song.
Da, 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 da. Is it Germany or Florida? Hey!
Energy.
Germany.
Passionate man.
Or Florida. Let's find out. Dun, dun, da, dun, dun,
big
dun,
ending.
Dun, 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 dun.
Nice.
Such a talent.
100 micrograms of S. Well, here we go.
Now this is better. This is Drew was reading the contents. I was trying to figure out the contents of a birth control pill to figure out if it could be used for a morning after pill. I suggested that sound like names of young black children, and David Alan Greer picked it up and ran with it. So Enjoy.
100 micrograms of ethanol estradiol, all which right. is...
Ethanol estradiol! But
it's no offense, y'all the progesterone. It's the levonorgestrel.
And where is levonorgestrel?
Or the norethindrone.
No offense, put that wiffle ball back down. Come in the house.
So behind. I'm sick of these kids, man.
So for my birthday, Drew...
Yeah, we're going to do it.
You're coming over with the physician's desk thesaurus. David Allen Greer's coming over, and we're going to do a marathon session where David Allen Greer stands on my
medications.
Right. Drew stands on my left, and every medication that comes out of Drew's mouth is going to get converted into a black child's name.
I like it. That's awesome. That's a funny idea.
I'd watch it. I could probably watch maybe an hour a night. If you put it on TV.
Yeah, because every new thing is a new chance for some funny.
That's
works
right.
And works and works.
Oh, listen, Survivor's got a couple new tribe names. Dave.
Norethindrone.
Norethindrone. Yeah, and it's always great when it's worked into get your ass in the house or you kids getting the Chevelle.
And you know something's good when the minute you hear it, you could go to your own, you could do it yourself. Like I could do that this week and take the little thing out and it's.
Yeah, you could convert any disease, any ingredient, anything on the spice rack. If David Allen Greer just sounds like a black mother, it's awesome. All right, so Drew, like I said, maybe we'll do it for Christmas this year.
I'm doing it.
Justin?
Yeah.
All right, so you want to play a little Germany or Florida?
Yeah.
All right.
Hey, I just want to ask one thing. When's the Encyclorola coming out?
Oh, that's the Recyclorola?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my recycling chute for houses, Jeff. Drew, what are you doing over there? I put one in my house, a chute for cans and bottles.
Oh, yeah.
And when Jimmy was so impressed by it that when Jimmy got his kitchen remodeled, we put a recycling chute in his house. And then when I built this house for TLC, I put the chute. It's just a piece of pipe that's like 4-inch plastic PVC pipe. But a beer bottle or a wine bottle or a soda can is like 2.5-3 inches.
Nice.
You put this pipe, you just put it in the wall, you put it in a cupboard, you put it wherever, and then pow, every bottle, every can, everything fired right out. You put the recycling bin right outside by it. It's called the Recyclorola, and it makes recycling fun again. And you don't have that thing where you want to recycle, but you got a bunch of pop cans and beer bottles there. You know, you go through it. Plus, no one needs to be reminded how big a problem they have with booze or diet soda or whatever it is. You don't realize. I don't. 3 days goes by and there's like a mountain of, you know, of
wine
of
bottles.
Spent wine bottles and beer bottles. It's like, wow, I don't want to look at this.
Yeah, you know what else would go down there?
Ambient
used up Ambien containers.
That's right.
Thank you. I'm slow. I gave it to Drew.
And unless they have the refill sticker on them, which case you hold on with both hands. Yeah. All right. Thank you, Justin. Go ahead. What's your Germany or Florida?
All right. They now have discovered a new secret ingredient in Chinese food, which is aborted babies. They take the aborted babies still in the placenta and mix and blend it with the spices and put it in the wonton soup. They haven't told the public what the secret ingredient is yet.
I don't think he understands the principle of Germany and Florida.
Germany and Florida means it has to be a story that came out of either Germany or Florida, hence the name Germany or Florida.
I know it is.
This story happened in either Germany or Florida.
Yeah, seriously, it did.
Where they take the placenta and put it into egg drop soup?
In the wonton soup.
All right, Germany or Florida?
Poor Justin. Justin's been on hold for 71 minutes, so I feel bad for him. I feel like just out of respect for him, we'll just pick. You're going Germany, Drew?
Yeah.
Jeff, what do you think? Germany. Germany?
Yeah. Germany.
I'm going to go Florida just to mix it up. Justin?
Of course it's Germany.
All right, buddy. All right. Buddy.
Yes.
Yes. What's happening, Justin? You in high school?
Yeah.
Are you getting laid?
All the time.
Oh,
no.
You can't count.
Liar, whore, and you know it.
Are you tired, buddy?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, just keep listening. We got an iPod Nano to give away.
Yeah,
listen for the
System
of a Down song. Right. Question as the bumper. Be the first person. Say iPod Nano to the screener. You'll win a gift certificate for 10 iTunes downloads. You must be 18. Is he 18?
He's 16, but he's been on hold long enough that his 18th birthday is coming up.
iPod Nano.
All right, Justin. God love you, brother. What do you want to do for a living? What do you want to do when you get out of high school?
I don't know.
Okay, good. Set the bar low. Nice and low. All right, and then you'll be surprised if you end up doing something. All right, buddy, you're going to college, right?
Yeah, I'm gonna be one of those people that work behind the counter and they mix all the medicine.
Oh, okay. Pharmacist. I call that a pharmacist. Okay.
First, you got to go to that place that holds the books. What's that place called again, Drew?
Library.
Library. Oh, you see, it doesn't have the word book in it, so it's confusing. Yeah, oh. Justin, you got to go to that place that has a football team and a bell tower and dean of students, and then they give you a piece of paper, and then you got to go to this other place that holds the books and look at those, and then you can get to go to that place where you get to take the drugs and mix them up and hand them to old people.
Behind the counter.
All right.
There's an Indian library at my school.
Must be a thrill, like, living with Justin. It's like, Mom, when am I going to get one of those things you get into that's made of metal that burns gas? A car? Yeah. And by the way, someone's got to get me some milk, and to do that, they're going to have to open that metal box with the light in it that's colder than the room. And when are we going to watch that thing with the pictures moving around in it and the sound coming out of it? Just everything is new and exciting. Jeff Probst in here tonight from Survivor, favorite show on television. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back after this.
If you need help,
call Loveline, 1-800-LOVE-191.
Everybody, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew in Pittsburgh. You know why. Jeff Probst in here. He's no better man for the job that he does. No better man.
It's true.
Just brings integrity.
We don't know. No one's ever done it.
Now, it just wouldn't work. I couldn't picture it.
You're telling me if I left Survivor, it wouldn't work?
It would be... If Roger Daltrey left The Who.
Yeah, it'd go just fine.
No,
that
it would
show
not.
Would be just fine. It's
God bless you for being humble about it, but you are that show. And the day Jeff Probst leaves is the day he takes the show with him. But if they're looking for a new host and they want to bring a little levity.
You have no time left.
Well, I would make room in my schedule to preside over Team Turbo Max and Team Stealth Nitro.
You and Drew could host it, sort of. And you have Stealth and he has Turbo. And
it'd be awesome, us arguing at Tribal Council for 20 minutes every night.
One of the best things about Survivor is doing the casting. And when they get into, like you talked about earlier with Hogaboom and stuff, and when they get into the final room where we're at in L.A., one of the things we have in front of us is this little piece of paper, and it has on it all this information, like how much they make, what kind of car they drive, are they on any kind of drugs, antidepressants, whatever, do they have any STDs, have they ever been arrested, what's their net worth, and it's amazing, on a little sheet of paper, you have like 10 little columns, and you know so much about these people.
Well, because so much stands for so much, like just, you know, what they do stands for so much more than just a job or what their degree of education is, or have they been in prison, or have they been, these things speak volumes about the person in just a couple of words. It must be you must be drunk with power when you're staring at
those things.
Well,
it's just fascinating. And the IQ and the people who either typically...
Do they do an IQ test?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the best contestants are either high or low. But the people who are in the middle, like average intelligence, you know, are typically the people smart enough to know when to calm down.
Right.
Not so bright to, you know, go off the
Well,
chart.
Is there a thing that you either need to be sort of diabolically smart or just so stupid you don't know you can fail? it whereas the middle sort of can be manipulated and pulled around, and it's always going to make it, you know, few people in, but never to the ultimate prize.
That's, I think a lot of it is the people in the middle tend to have enough on the ball to hang in there, but mm-hmm. maybe won't take the chances that somebody else would. And it's not that low IQ, people who test low IQ haven't won the game or done well, but it's mm-hmm. it's just interesting that in terms of a test,
right?
Because Survivor is about social politics. People come out there and can be dumb as a log and have great street smart and read people very
right.
well.
Right. Well, I'll tell you. And this thing was, you have a doctor examine everybody. Obviously, you have to do a thorough background check on
yeah.
everybody.
Oh, augmentation. Yeah, that's another one. Have you had any surgeries to augment your body? And
oh, really?
Yeah.
Good. Nice couple of boob jobs in there.
Yeah, that's it's amazing how much surgery's been done.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just yep. on people you wouldn't even think. You'd look at them and go, you're kidding. And, well, no, I had a nipple implant a couple of years ago.
Sure. Need that third one. Had triplets. True had triplets. So he had an extra nipple put in.
Right in the middle of my chest.
Yeah, yeah.
It's nice.
Wouldn't make sense to do it on your ass, or whichever kid got that, the ass nipple.
That'd
would
be like
be in therapy
Nerf
right
Othello
now.
Or trade-off. Whatever those.
Yeah, yeah, right. Othello, I think. Did he have a supernumerary nipple, Drew?
I think that's right.
I don't even know what we're talking. I don't know.
Natalie? That'd be a good name for a tribe. Super nipple. Super nipple, I'll see you at tribal council tonight.
Stealth, head back to camp.
Limp chode, I'll see you guys back the next challenge. Natalie?
Yes. How's it going?
What's up, baby doll? 25.
Hey. Dr. Drew, this question's for you. I recently graduated. I have my bachelor's, and I plan on going to law school. In the meantime, I'm applying to this job at a car company, car insurance, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. and I suffer from panic disorder, and right. my doctor's had me on Zoloft,
right.
and I missed my last appointment, and I am so tired all the time. So before my job interview, my brother gave me some Ritalin.
Uh-oh.
Don't say anything, but
yeah.
I want to know, the company told me that they're going to do a hair analysis or a mm-hmm. UA or both. And I want to know if they do a hair analysis to see if I'm doing drugs, will that show how long? Same with
Boy.
The UA, how long does that stay in my system?
Let me tell you this. Hold on a second, Drew. I just got to say this. My hair analysis, if I had a company, was you with the mullet, you're not hired. And you with the crazy cholo chick gangbanger greasy bangs hanging down, you're gone too.
I base
it all on hair, not at the actual looking at it, but actually how they wore it.
I don't think they're going to do it because that's really expensive. Worst case scenario, I think they'll do a UA.
It's expensive and it's very hard to interpret. So there's lots of room for challenge and that sort
of
thing.
Well, you can't not hire someone because they're on Zoloft anyway.
No, she took Ritalin. She took Ritalin.
Oh, Ritalin. Sorry. Well, even that, though, right?
Yeah. That's my second question. Let's say I take a UA. They say, hey, you're on amphetamines, whatever. Do I have to disclose my medical? Do I have to say, yeah, you know what? I'm on Zoloft, you know? Because that's kind of, that bothers me.
Well, what about it, Drew?
Yeah, you're asking a legal question I can't answer.
How long does it stay in the system?
The Zoloft, they won't be screening for that. The Ritalin's out in about 24 hours.
Will they screen for Ritalin, or will that come up with speed?
It could come up with speed. It depends what tests they're doing. But I don't think they'll do the hair analysis. I think you could challenge that. I'd be surprised if a single dose would show up. And the urine test will be clean, too. So there you go.
All right. No, the people worry too much about it. Actually, the people who shouldn't worry about it worry too much about it, and then the other idiots don't think at all about it.
Right.
That's really how life works, which is some people are freaked out to too great a degree about their kids and as kids have braces and where they're going to school and I'm going to start saving for college now and I'm going to get piano lessons and taking a therapist. And then other people are like, he can sleep outside. He's 13. He's a big boy. I don't care. Yeah, no, let her boyfriend sleep over. She's in the 10th grade. You know, it seems to be like feast or famine. The reality is somewhere in between would be nice. And we never seem to find that balance in this country.
True.
She's all freaked out. She doesn't have anything to worry about. Drew's worried about his kids and what college they're going to. They'll be fine, Drew. They'll be fine.
That's what my brother said. He's got two kids now, and that's what he said the other day. He goes, you know, you have a baby, and you don't know anything about how to take care of a baby. And then before you know it, they're five, and you realize you just sort of do it.
Yeah. What's your brother do? Is he a host on a survival show?
Yeah, he's a competing station, so I don't talk about it. But yeah, no, my brother's got his own business and he builds things, kind of like you. He would appreciate the recycle.
The Recyclarola. Jimmy named it that.
And when he comes to my house next to do some work, I plan on telling him figure out a way to do that. Right out of my little garbage chute into my...
It's got to be awesome. Your big-time celebrity brother and his hot girlfriend need a little work done around the house, so they throw you a bone. Toilet's on the fritz. Handle it, would you, bro? I'm going to do some coke with Johnny Depp.
The Probst family is... I'm telling you, coke is out. Ambien is the new coke.
I'm doing some Ambien with Johnny Depp.
Let's get it right.
Yeah. I always laughing about, you know, assuming your brother hosted a survival show, but it's always funny when people do that. Like, when you go out to order and you're with somebody and they're like, yeah, I'll have a burger, no mayo, and then you go, yeah, I'll have a burger too, and they go, no mayo? And you're like, no. I know you think we're probably hanging together because we both like burgers with no mayo, but that wasn't what brought us together. They're just sometimes like people get on a little roll with stuff. They're like, "Yeah, I'll have an iced tea. What do you want? Iced tea too?"
Yeah.
No. I don't want the same.
Yeah.
I don't do the. You understand? Brothers don't have to do the same thing. People that go out to eat don't have to order the same thing. We don't have to get a burger the same way.
And it's usually said, but with that sort of a, you know.
Yeah. Your brother is a builder. Is he a carpenter?
Yeah, he's a carpenter. Oh, wow. He pretty much can do anything. He got that gene as a kid. He can build, fix, tear apart. He's really good.
You know what I'd be doing? What's your brother's name? What's his first
Brent.
Name? Brent. I'll tell you this. Salt of the earth, by the way, that name, Brent. That guy's not going to rip you off or gouge
you're
elderly.
Right.
He'll take care of you. He'll do a good job. If I were Brent, you know what? I wouldn't even be a carpenter all day. I'd be like, you know who my brother is? You know who my brother is? You know who my brother is? Jeff Probst. Survivor? Seen a little show called Survivor? Yeah. Look at the license. Yeah. Well, obviously, Brent. Yeah. But you see the last name? That's my brother. I could call him. I could get him on the phone. You want me to call him? You want to say hi to him? You want him to leave an outgoing message on your machine?
That's my mom.
He would pick up the phone. I could call him right now.
You know what's funny, though, is I was just sitting there looking at you and thinking of you and Drew. You're a guy. You're just a guy. If people meet you, they go, oh, that's Adam Kroll. He's really funny. And if they see Drew's really funny. Drew's also a doctor. I'm the how did he get so lucky guy. That's the difference. It's like
more envy for that guy. Now you take that and it's not a slap in the face,
but there's a weird thing.
No, I think you do your job great, and I think people recognize that you're perfect for that role. But there is an element of if this guy won the lottery, we're that much more envious of him. You see what I'm saying?
No.
Well, if a guy says, you know, I busted my ass, I worked hard, I have 15 years of college,
right.
My parents basically mortgaged a house to get me an education, now I'm a podiatrist, I'm not that jealous of him. But you show me a guy who just hit the lottery, and that's a guy, I go, you son of a bitch, you dog, you lucky dog, you traveling around, great looking chicks all over the place, getting paid to see these exotic locations. So there's more.
I see what you're saying.
You're taking
it
as a negative.
I hit the lottery.
I think we're even more envious because of the lottery nature.
He doesn't like people being envious of him. That's sort of a negative.
Oh, I see. Well, TS. That's what I have to say to that.
Adam wants people to be envious. That's what he screams about being a millionaire all the time.
Literally a millionaire.
What is your net worth?
Literally a millionaire. I can't count that high. I'm literally a millionaire. We'll take a quick break. Jeff Probst.
We took no calls.
I know.
All right, come on.
Did anybody win the iPod?
Listen, what do you two got to gang up on me for like this? You know I like the sound of my own voice.
It's funny.
Thanks.
I think the last thing we just talked about was bored. We would cut it if we could go back. It was not interesting. And I started it, and I'm sorry.
All right, buddy. I like that kind of self-deprecation. We'll take a quick break. I don't know who won the iPod. We'll be right back after this.
Love Line. We'll be right back.
Please hold.
Yeah, everybody. Woo! Yeah. Get it on. Drew, what's going on? It's like a thunderclap.
It's a radio station, right?
Yeah.
And so it's a microphone on that crazy arm, right?
Yes.
Got to be some loose pieces, right?
Sure. Yeah, but you have to punch the microphone as it swings
around? No,
that
wasn't punching. That wasn't punching.
All right, easy, brother. Jeff Probst, handsome, handsome Jeff Probst. Classically
Drew, are you mad?
Jeff Probst. Yeah.
Mad?
Yeah, are you upset?
No, not at all.
That there's something between us?
I just sensed a little in that last comment about...
Oh, well, that he gives me grief about something that's, you know, I have no control over.
I got it.
Okay, buddy. Lighten up, would you?
I'm a rapist.
Okay, Drew, that's enough. Now let's help some kids, shall we?
There we go. Well, no, let's not. Let's not. Don't
huh?
do it.
What?
Don't. No.
Don't. Ashley?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Uh-huh.
Drew didn't want to talk to you, but I wanted to help. What's your problem?
Okay. My boyfriend, every time we have sex, he wants me to put a toy in his butt. And I don't understand why.
I'm going bogus call.
I'm going
on
bogus
this one.
Too, yeah.
No, I'm serious. I mean, is he gay? I just don't understand.
Now it's getting really bogus.
All right, it has nothing to do with sexual orientation. It is the rare guy that likes that done, but there are guys that like that.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you.
I don't believe her either.
You don't believe me?
No.
I've called two times in a row trying to... I'm serious.
What is the last thing you put in his butt?
He wants me to put a toy.
What's the last thing?
He wants me to put a dildo in his butt.
Have you done it?
To make him happy, yes.
What kind of dildo was it?
I don't know. It's just a normal one. Like one that has a suction cup at the bottom of it, I think.
Oh, really? Dash mount.
Is that what it is?
I assume that's what you do with those. Move over, Jesus. You got a partner.
I don't
understand. Oh, my God.
You telling me the ones with the suction cup aren't to put on it? Oh, I got to go out to the parking lot then because this is embarrassing. I just assumed that that's what that suction cup was there for. I was wondering why, you know.
Again, some things
are really starting to come into focus
it's
now.
It's a peculiar request. Most guys have aversion to that, don't like that at all, but there are the occasional guy that does like that.
So is he not gay?
It has nothing to do with sexual orientation.
Nothing to do.
It's got to help a little bit. It helps.
Nothing significant to do with that.
Yeah. He could be an extreme man of passion. He could be a man whose passion trumps Dr. Drew.
I haven't figured out what that is.
Oh, so
really
convenient.
Yeah,
so convenient for you to throw him out of your passion club.
Yes.
So
bet.
Convenient, Drew.
Yeah. Well, convenient.
But is it naive? But is it naive? But it, okay.
I don't care.
All right. I'm just saying if somebody could make the passion argument, maybe this guy's just so passionate that he needs to have two things going on simultaneously.
Or something might come out of both ends if they don't plug it up. He's so passionate.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, you don't understand his passion, but there are others who don't understand your passion.
All right.
Must you be such a passion judge? Ashley?
Yeah.
Drew's punching the mic as a protest.
No, it is this little screen that falls down. I'm going to do it again.
That's it.
Yes. Ashley?
Yeah.
What else does this guy do? I don't trust him.
I don't know. He does some drugs, I guess.
What's he do?
Coke and weed. And right. He takes pills.
Well, just pills, coke, and
pills.
Weed.
Just Ambien.
I thought he had a drug problem. I didn't know it was just pills, coke, and weed. But the syringe is the only thing he left out is in terms of means of ingesting drugs. Ashley, I don't like this guy. I think you could do better.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think nobody would be better. How about that? What's up with you?
Nothing.
What do you do?
Why would you be with a guy like that?
I don't know.
Junior college?
Yeah. I guess. Yeah.
What are you doing about something?
No, she's trying to listen to the radio. He's in the room. What do you do? What are you doing for work?
I work for a hypnotherapist.
Oh, really?
She's crying.
Yeah.
Are you crying?
No. Yeah.
What's the matter?
I don't know.
Are you depressed?
kind of, I guess. I don't know.
Well, are you...
Just because if, I mean, if he says that I satisfy him...
He's what?
Okay, he tells me that I satisfy him, but if I satisfy him, then why does he want something in his butt? I don't get that. Like...
I hate to laugh when she's crying, but it is kind of funny.
But that's not what concerns us so much about him, just the fact that he's an addict.
Yeah.
That's a big concern.
Hold on.
And then sometimes sometimes addicts need high levels of stimulation just to feel sexual. If A, they were sexually abused or beaten when they were growing up, or B, they're on drugs that prevent them from feeling sexual, so they have to sort of overcome that. Mm. This may be that. It may be the biological state he's in right now.
Wow.
But Drew, is part of this too that, and I'm not excluding you, Adam, sorry.
Go ahead.
But the whole thing about it being the butt is somehow connected to being gay, whereas if he liked his, the side of his whatever, his chest rubbed crazy, she wouldn't think that was weird. Am I making any sense?
Yes, well, yes. And it all kind of smacks, it smacks of childhood sexual abuse. It does.
All right. Ashley, here's the thing. You're 18.
Uh-huh.
Why chain yourself to this anchor? You know what I mean? Let me give a quick speech to the kiddies out there. At 18, you do not need to contend with the things that you may have to contend with later on in life. Because later on in life, you get married. Somebody gets strung out on Ambien. A couple of kids are born. Before you know it, there's responsibilities. Maybe you have a kid. Maybe something's wrong with one of the children. Maybe autism, whatever, God knows, could happen. There are things, and you must stick it out. You can't abandon that family. You can't abandon that child. But at 18, if you get hooked up with a guy who wants some of the suction cup, really, not for the dash, in his ass, and he's pill popping, and he's smoking weed, and he's whatever, just cut bait. Move on.
Yeah,
you're 18.
For sure.
You're female. I assume you're cute. Just go find some guy at the junior college. Doesn't have a bunch of baggage. Doesn't make you feel lesser than. And just have a nice, normal relationship. I know it's going to be tough because daddy wasn't normal. And that's all you use as your template.
Right.
But see
right.
if you can break free of that template. Find a nice guy. Have a normal relationship. Because when guys are screwed up and they're in a relationship, you know it every single day. Like, you can work with guys that are effed up. I work with a bunch of them. You can play hoops with them. You can do many, many things with effed up guys.
Not be in a relationship.
Be in a relationship with them.
That's a good point.
That's where it all comes out. So please, why challenge yourself that way? We'll take a quick break. Jeff Probst is here from the greatest show on television, and we'll be back after this.
We'll be right back.
That's it, everybody. I want to thank Jeff Probst for coming in tonight. Survivor.
Jeff's got a date with Ambien. Hey, listen, Jesse from Fontana, 22, won the iPod and the 10 downloads from iTunes.
Awesome.
iPod Nano.
Ambien would be a great black name for David Alan Greer.
Oh, yes. He'll go to town.
Put it on the list, Drew. My birthday's coming up. All right. God bless Jeff Probst. Until next time, Sam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Pow! How you like me now, Probst?
This has been Loveline. Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Annie Golden. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.